Welcome to the Sports Report for Friday, October 4th. I'm Mark Daniels. The Packers return to NFL action this Sunday following their bye week, taking on the Detroit Lions at Lambeau Field. Packers are getting healthier off the bye. Head coach Mike McCarthy was encouraged to see Clay Matthews practice on a limited basis Wednesday. He was a full participant on Thursday.
Clay Matthews took his full allotment of reps. He looks good. It was a padded practice, so he definitely took a step today, so we'll see how it feels tomorrow.
Matthew suffered a hamstring injury against the Cincinnati Bengals, but he says it is all systems go.
I'll be out there this Sunday. It's feeling good.
Well, I mean, we obviously had the bye week, which helped out as far as seeing where we're out, but it was a fortuitous bye week, I'll say that.
Well said. And Morgan Burnett has finally recovered from his hamstring injury that forced him to miss the first three games of the year. But he says this time, for sure.
Oh, it feels good, and I'm just happy to be back on the field practicing. I'm ready to go come Sunday.
Packers sit at 1-2. The Lions come in at 3-1. There's a lot of talk. This is a must game for the Packers, but defensive tackle Ryan Pickett says to me, there's one of 16 must wins.
You're asking me. I think we must win them all. So, I mean, it's definitely a big game. It's a division opponent. So we want to win our division. So it has to start this week. We got to get this win.
Packers and Lions kick it off at noon Sunday at Lambeau Field. The NFL weekend kicked off Thursday night in Cleveland, and the Browns made it 3 in a row, beating the Buffalo Bills 37-24. Both teams lost their starting quarterbacks. Brian Hoyer and E.J. Manuel went down with knee injuries, but Brandon Whedon came on to throw for a touchdown. T.J. Ward had a 44-yard pick six in the final 2 minutes to seal it for head coach Rob Chudzinski, who's got his Browns now at 3-2.
Exciting win for us, and certainly a team win. Just watching the guys out there, another example of these guys just never quit, never flinched in this game. Things went wrong, things not going good early. It was a back and forth game, just a real good effort.
The Bills dropped to 2-3 with the loss. College football, number 13, UCLA, defeated Utah 34-27. Wisconsin Badgers have their bye week in the Big Ten. St. Norbert returns to Midwest Conference action at Schneider Stadium, hosting Monmouth College Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock. Now to the baseball playoffs. The National League Division Series opening up. First game was at Busch Stadium in St. Louis, and the Cardinals routed the Pirates 9-1. They scored 7 runs in the third inning without recording. Boarding an out against A.J. Burnett. Carlos Beltran hit the big blow, a 3-run home run.
In my second at bat, I told myself that he probably was going to pitch me the same way. And, he fell behind, and he threw me a sinker that basically was he was trying to throw it a front door and kind of end up in the middle of the plate, and I was able to put a swing on it.
Adam Wainwright picked up the win for the Cardinals. He went 7 innings, allowed just a run on 3 hits, striking out 9. He says, we have a comforting offense to watch.
Our offense, seemingly, once we get something going, it's very hard to stop us. We score a lot in bunches. So when we get one of those innings going, nobody wants to make the first out. We just keep everything going and try to ride that no-out train as long as we can.
And in the other National League game, the Los Angeles Dodgers went into Atlanta and beat the Braves 6-1. Adrian Gonzalez hitting a 2-run home run off Chris Medlin.
Medlin's a guy that's going to try to get you to chase off-speed pitchers. Definitely with runner scoring position. So, look for balls middle of the way. But in that situation right there, I was looking changeup and he threw a first pitch, so I was able to get it.
And Clayton Kershaw went 7 innings, allowing a run for a very big win.
It's up there. It might be the best just because it's my first postseason win. I haven't ever won a game. I got to pitch. We got to win in one other game that I pitched, that I started in, but this one definitely has special meaning to me for sure.
Game 2s in both of those series are coming up on Friday, and the American League Division Series will get underway with the Boston Red Sox hosting the Tampa Bay Rays. John Lester throwing against Matt Moore. And Friday night, Oakland will host Detroit. The A's will send Bartolo Colon against 21-game winner Max Scherzer of the Tigers. A couple of other baseball notes. The Kansas City Royals have hired former Brewer hitting coach and Cubs manager Dale Swaim to be their infield instructor. And the Cubs have claimed Matt Gamel off waivers from the Milwaukee Brewers. In the NHL, the Boston Bruins defeated the Tampa Bay Lightning 3-1 to open their season. The Pittsburgh Penguins also opened with a 3-0 victory over the New Jersey Devils. Marc-Andre Fleury with 28 saves says it's nice to start with a shutout.
Happy to get a win, and it's all season though. You know, that this first one is done, and I'm looking forward to playing next one.
Washington Capitals needed a shootout to beat Calgary 5-4. The LA Kings, a 3-2 shootout victory over the Minnesota Wild. The Phoenix Coyotes, a 4-1 victory over the New York Rangers. Radim Vrbata with a hat trick. He said special teams made the difference.
Yeah, we kept that momentum, and then we scored a power play goal early in the third. That always helps. You know, the last couple of years we were always talking about that one extra goal in power play that would help, and it did tonight.
San Jose Sharks beat Vancouver 4-1. Florida, 4-2 win over Dallas. And the St. Louis Blues beat the Nashville Predators by a score of 4-2. The President's Cup underway at Mirfield Village in Ohio. The U.S. leading the international side 3.5-2.5, although at one point they had leads in all six first-day matches. Steve Stricker was teamed with Jordan Spieth, and they won their match 1-1. Tiger Woods and Matt Kuchar dominated their match 5-4. The losing teams for the U.S. were Hunter Mahan and Brant Snedeker, Phil Mickelson, and Keegan Bradley. More four-ball action coming at the President's Cup on Friday. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.